Hello, you are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. My name is Issa Martel, and today is, what is the date? It is July 24th, 2018, which corresponds to Dhul-Qadr, the 11th in the Hijri year of 1439. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. So today, what I'm talking about is time. And I had mentioned this on the previous podcast, that I had been thinking about this for a while. But why I'm going to talk about it now is because of what actually is going on right now. Right now it's around 9:30 p.m. and the sun has set, but there's still light outside. So it's not night yet. When we talk about dates on our calendar, which I'll call the Gregorian calendar, we have this marker of midnight being the time that the day changes, right? And for most of my life, I never even thought anything about this. I was like, yeah, that's when it changes. It wasn't until I started just thinking about the ways Mother Nature works and how we have ways of keeping track of time and stuff. And then ultimately, spirituality and religion came into play as well. But we used to keep track of time based on markers. So we had a lunar calendar, which is what the Islamic calendar is based on. So, like I said, today is July 24th. If you look at a calendar, on the calendar, it'll say Dhul-Qadr the 10th, right? Because it's not midnight yet. So on the calendars that are computer-based or mapped out, everything switches at midnight. But in reality, it's already the 11th because the sun has set, at least here where I'm at. So the night comes before the day and so forth. And I find this attractive because I think that from a spiritual sense and ultimately like a religious sense, we should be able to function in harmony with nature. And I feel this is something that mankind has done for thousands of years, or however long you think humans been around. I happen to think it's more than 6,000 years, but you know, however long you think it was, we've been keeping track of what we call time via elements in nature, like planets, stars, the moon, or the sun. Excuse me, my allergies are bothering me a bit. So I brought up this little article here to look at, just to talk about time. I'll reference it. So it's just Wikipedia. And I believe it said that, yeah, here it is. For about 6,000 years ago, lunar calendars first started to appear. And this is what, when I say the Islamic date, like I said, it's a lunar calendar. So it's based on the new moon. Is the first sighting of the new moon marks the beginning of the next month. So some things like blue moons can never really exist, because if the cycle is a moon cycle, you would never have two of the same moon phases in one moon cycle. But in any case, it's lunar based. like I said, I find this to be attractive from a personal spiritual perspective, because I believe that religion should be in harmony with how the universe itself is working. And ultimately, religion should bring you in harmony with the universe itself. When I first became interested in Islam, I didn't know anything about this calendar. But I had this idea about how I thought things should be. I was interested in the moon, fascinated me for a long time. I was always fascinated by the moon. And when I had started to move into Islam, there was this period where I considered myself Christian, but I stopped believing in the Trinity. So I got to a point in my Christianity, which started from being Roman Catholic. I went to Catholic school, went through that. I had a firm belief in God, I guess instilled in me as a child, but I believe since I held that belief through my life that it wasn't imposed upon me. But the religion of Catholicism was, for sure. And as I started to look at different things about Catholicism, I didn't really like, which made me go reading the Bible from trying to be like an unbiased perspective that didn't have anything to do with Catholicism or Christianity in general, and that being like the Trinity concept, because some things started to show to me, and that was that the Trinity is not mentioned in the Bible. And this was before we had internet and things like this. So I don't really remember where I picked up on this idea. I doubt it was radio show or anything, so it must have been something. But I started to have this. So I read the Bible via that perspective, and came to the conclusion that I didn't believe Jesus was God. I didn't believe in a triune God. I didn't believe in the Trinity. I didn't believe in pretty much the major crux of Christianity, which is the Trinity concept and things that relate to that, I didn't believe in. However, I still believed that there was a supreme being, and I believe that these people presented in the Bible were actually prophets. I believed in that concept of a God, and it obviously is monotheism. So during that stage, I had went off into other types of things. This was in the 90s, the mid to late 90s, and there was this like quasi new age movement going on, and I was into this in some manner. So during this time period, I really became fascinated with the moon for some reason or not. I really began to notice the phases of the moon. I began to notice when it was the full moon, when it wasn't the full moon, patterns that would happen during the moon phases, particularly the full moon. I had a real sense of connection with this other massive ball in space. And it sounds kind of funny, but at during this period, I remember instinctively coming up with the realization that there's space between us and the moon. So there's like a physical object, and the concept of space in general, like outer space and how we're in space, and these types of things are things that I had talked about, or not talked about, but just reflected upon during this time period. So the moon, like I said, had always played an issue in my personal life as I moved into adulthood. Being fascinated by that, after accepting Islam, I was interested in the date. I figured that there must be some sort of date, because there's months, and so there must be a calendar or a way to tell time and stuff. And this is when I learned that the Islamic calendar is still the old lunar calendar. So we're talking the lunar calendar that was in the Middle East in the 7th century. And who knows prior to that, as long as they went. So we're still using this calendar and how the calendar actually works. That being, like I said, the sunset marks the beginning of the next day. So night comes before day. If you're talking about, if you understand Islam or anything about Islam, technically the first prayer would be Maghrib, then Isha, then Fajr, then Dhuhr, then Asr. So that would be the order of prayers according to how the day is. And hence, as you noticed, during Ramadan, they always start reciting the Quran on day one, but you haven't fasted that day. You know, when we, the way we think of time on a calendar, they start reciting that Ramadan 1, when they start reciting the Quran, it's after sunset. But that day that they do that, the way we think about the day, we didn't fast. So the first day you fast, if you go to the masjid or the mosque that night, you're hearing the second part of the Quran when you stay there and listen to it being recited. So I found this interesting. I found things interesting that the way you pray, or the timing, the way you calculate how to pray or when to pray, is based on the day, the sun and the moon. And to me, I found this extremely I don't know if it would be like universal, maybe. I felt like this was correct because if you didn't have clocks and you didn't have the technology and stuff we have now, you would have to, the religion would have to be simple that you would be able to practice it and understand it. So if we were, you know, in the woods or something surviving, we would need to know, okay, when is it time to pray? You know, how would we know this? But, well, you just look at the you look at nature. You look at the signs in nature. Okay, the sun just set. We have from now until it's dark to pray. Maghrib, which is the sun, the prayer at sunset. You know, okay, when is it time to pray the night prayer? While it's dark out. You know, we have this chunk of time. When is it time to pray the morning prayer? You know, while it's starting to get light out. Now it's time to pray that. When is the noon prayer? Noon, you calculate noon by your shadow. You know, anyone who knows how to do this, you know what it is. When the sun's directly overhead, that's when it's time. You can look at your shadow. Same with the afternoon prayer. The afternoon prayer, you calculate by, okay, well, now the shadow is moving to be double the object height. So now it's time to pray the afternoon prayer. And like I said, I feel that with any sort of religious system, if there is something, that these types of things would be in it. I am very nature oriented, so this was extremely attractive to me. And even though I had already became Muslim by the time I learned this, it kind of further solidified aspects of this being true, because ultimately religion is supposed to be simple. And even though we have made it difficult and we have made it hard by trying to follow so many rules and minute details, we seem to lose track of really the core concepts of what religion, not just Islam, you know, everything, whether you're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, pagan, whatever, we're so entrenched in our modern world and our modern lifestyle that we lose track of what it's like to actually feel a connection with the creation itself, the whole creation. The creation, not just like you, your neighbors, you know, your state, your country, but I'm talking about like the planet. Like, look around, how vast this is. You know, like when we have this concept, like I said, about realizing the concept that there is physical space between us and the moon, and that moon is a big, massive thing. I floating, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, there that we see. You know, and then when you look at stars, those are big, like our sun, just farther away. So it's really, you know, mind-boggling when you consider space, time, size, and all these things. So we need to really reflect on this type of stuff, I think, more often. We, just as a society and people in general, sit outside. You know, goes back to the fire thing last time, light a fire, you know, just sit and let your mind, just let your mind like detox from the poisons of this like technology and everything that we're pumping in it, you know, all day. Screens, chaos, everything's like unpleasing to the eye. Sounds are not pleasing to the ear. You know, they're, when you hear cars, you're hearing machines and this type of stuff. You're looking at screens. Everything is squared. There's like straight lines everywhere. Buildings have straight lines. There's just like, when you look, you know, you're seeing angles and lines and straight stuff. And you know, what is actually straight in nature? There's no straight. Nothing is straight. There's not a straight line. Trees aren't straight, you know. They maybe from a far away distance, they appear to be straight, but they're not straight in any means, you know. Like there's, like I said, there's no straight lines in nature. You know? So everything's, it's, you know, a curve is more pleasing than a straight line. You know, a corner, or I guess a curve is more pleasing than a corner or an angle. Yeah, but anyway, it's nice to think about these things at time to time. So we have this calendar. You know, we went to the sundial and those methods of keeping time, to a water clock, to a watch, I guess, would be the next thing. A watch is interesting because I don't know who, maybe it says this in this article, but I don't know who decided the concept of a watch and it being 12 hours. And, you know, then when you switch the time at midnight, but think about, like, if you live your life that way, that's all you think about. You have no religious connection, no spirituality, nothing. And even if you are proclaiming yourself to be atheist, that's still an ideology that you believe in. But you have, you never reflect upon being in sync with the natural order of the universe, right? So if you're constantly living in this life that's based around this calendar, you know, and all that it entails, work, sleep, play, time, you know, it's time to go to work. I have the weekend. Oh, I got to do this by this time. I got to do this by this. Even when you think, right, if you're constantly just living and thinking about months as they are January, February, March, how out of sync are you with the natural way the universe and everything in it is flowing? You're not synced up with that at all. I know many people live like this, and if you happen to be one of them, I'm not in any way criticizing you or anything. I'm just saying, like, think, like, I'll present it as a question. Are you in sync with the universe? You know, are you in sync? If you think your day switches at midnight, which is a made-up hour, you know, it's not the correct midnight because there is an actual midnight during the night. There's a midpoint between sunset and sunrise, which is midnight. But that's never, well, I guess maybe it might be two times a year. Is that actually 12 o'clock midnight? But here we are, midnight. You know, is the time, the time that has been declared that the day changes. And what's even funny is that we have daylight savings time. So it's not even real midnight. It's like an hour off of midnight. You know, even though we're saying midnight, it's not the real midnight to begin with. And it's not even the fake real midnight that we've come to say is actually midnight. So this whole system is just completely like made up. And like some places don't do daylight savings time. Like some states don't. When I lived in Morocco, the first year they didn't do it. They tried it like the next year I was there, but it was only for like 2 months or something. It was really weird. It was like a weird thing. Their excuse was that it might save energy, But it doesn't. I mean, this is like completely like craziness. What happened to summer and winter hours? You know, why don't we have that? Why don't we have summer hours instead of opening to take advantage of the daylight? Why don't you just change your hours? You know, say, okay, well, we'll stay open later because it's light. We'll open earlier. I don't know. I hate daylight savings time. I'm one of those who think it needs to be done away with. But, you know, like back to the point, you know, just think from a metaphysical spirituality type of way, how out of sync we are, you know, with the universe, and not to talk negatively about any other type of belief system, but this to me is something that Islam does, and that puts you back in sync with the universe, because what you do is based off of events that happen in the universe. You know, obviously from our perspective on planet Earth, but it's still something going on. Like I said, the days are marked by the moon. You know, the time to pray is marked by the sun. I was just taking a drink. The cats are around me. So like I said, these things are things that have attracted me, and things that I just became deeper and deeper interested in. Time. And now, you know, like, another thing that's interesting about time is, as I'm getting older, you know, I'm sure everyone can relate to this, time seems to be going faster, and we don't have enough time, right? So my kids, and I remember as a kid too, summer is seeming like they're a long time. Oh, we did so much this summer. But when you're, or this year I did so much, but when you're, say, 10, that's a tenth of your life that year. You know, so of course that's going to seem like a long time. But as you get older, say you're 50, that year is 1/50th. You know, these numbers get smaller and smaller as we get older. And so the idea that time is going faster and faster, it's just another year. It's just another year. How often do we just reflect like, oh, I wanted to do this last summer and I never got it done? You know, these things happen. It's crazy too. Like, I notice it more living here up in the great state of Minnesota now. We have long winters, so the summers are really valuable, but they seem to go fast. It's just really bizarre. And I'm sure if you live down south more in Texas or New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, you have longer times where it's warm. And so that plays a difference too. Anyway, I guess I'll cut it there. I babbled enough. My allergies are killing me. And I'll get back to you again. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.